Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it was a number of years ago now that I was on a plane and I saw an incredible film. You know, one of those films that you see that really touches your heart? One of those movies that you end up talking to people about, that you get excited about. And one of my favourite types of films are films that are based on a true story. And why does that happen? Usually that happens when it's about somebody's life who's pretty incredible. And that's what my next guest's life has certainly been like. He's a former drug-dealing tough guy. But then his life took a dramatic change, and his story of the work that he has been doing in South Sudan is absolutely incredible. Many of you may have seen the movie Machine Gun Preacher, starring Gerard Butler. Well, I have the real Machine Gun Preacher with me in studio today. It's great to have Reverend Sam Childers with us. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much. Good to be back in Ireland again. I need to come in the summertime, though. I don't know why they always
You can come in the summertime and it will still be cold or rainy.
I don't know, but they always bring me to Europe when it's always cold, you know. I love the place, I love the food, I love the scenery, but I don't love the cold.
Machine guns and preaching don't usually form the same sentence. Tell us about how
they
you
go
got
very
that name.
Good together. You know, everyone always says, what does a preacher need with a machine gun? Good for offerings to start with. I mean, you pull the machine gun out, people give you everything. Now, to start with, I got the name a number of years ago. Somebody seen me about 18 years ago walking down a dirt road in Sudan, Africa, in a civil war with children around me, and I had a machine gun over my shoulder. They went back to the U.S., and they'd done an awful story. This man is not a man of God. He carries a gun, blah, blah, blah. And I remember it would come out in the newspaper, and somebody sent it to me, and I read it. And as I was reading it, I started to cry. And I said, God, people will never want me to ever come to their church and preach. And I could hear God say to me, stop your crying and claim that name. It would be a marketing tool. So I had the name for 18 years. There was no books. There was no movies. There was no TV shows. There was no documentary. But I always tell people, you got to remember, God can take the stupidest thing, the stupidest person like me, and he can take it clean to the top.
Tell us about your life, you know, before that, you know, title.
I think kind of what really made the story famous, I don't want to say me famous, kind of made the story famous, was who I was 30 years ago. You know, Sam Childers was born into a very good family, Christian family, born again, spirit-filled, middle-class family. At 9, 10 years old, I'd have told you I want to be a preacher one day. But at 11, I started doing drugs. 12 years old, experimenting with alcohol. 13 years old, pills. 14 years old, snorting coke. 15 years old, I got a drug addiction. I'm putting a needle in my arm, shooting up heroin. 16 years old, I turn into selling drugs. By the time I'm in my late teens, early 20s, I'm selling thousands and thousands of dollars worth of drugs every day, every week, you know. And I turned into a criminal, a first-class criminal. Now, you know, something's wrong in the world if a kid at 10 years old wants to be a preacher, and by the time he's 20, he's a full-class, you know, criminal. But I got into a really bad bar fight somewhere around the end of 1989-90, and I almost got killed. People got shot. People got stabbed. And that night on the way home, I made up my mind, I'm done. You know, rehabs are good. People say, go to rehab. They'll take addiction from you. Rehab are good, but they cannot take addiction from you. You have to make up your mind. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you need to come to church. Jesus can take it from you. He could, but he doesn't work that way. He's about freedom. You have to make up your mind, I'm done. Then Jesus can help you like the rehab can help you. But first, you got to make up your mind. I made up my mind. I was done. I went home. I told my wife. I said, we're moving. We moved 1,000 miles away. The first thing you got to do is relocate yourself.
You got to take yourself out of that.
Yeah, you got to take yourself away from all those friends. If you try to stay with those friends, you know, most people with addiction get free for 2 months and they try to go back and help their friends. They fall right back into it. There's a 5-year grace. For me, it took 10 years to stay away from all my friends. But anyways, I moved. I relocated back to my hometown. My wife started going to church. 2 years later, I walked into a church. See, there's something about giving your life to Christ. Some people say, well, I just gave my heart to Jesus. He doesn't want your heart. It's the first thing he pulls out, throws away, puts a new one in. See, Sam Childers, I'm the same guy I was 30 years ago. I still ride a motorcycle, still ride with a club. Some people say I'm still a little bit of a bad you-know-what. But anyways, I just got a new heart. The heart that he gave me now cares about other people.
How did that move, though, then, Sam, to the next phase? Because it's
on a mission trip to Africa. You know, see, God wants to use your past for his future. I want to say that again. God wants to use your past for his future. So I went on a mission trip into South Sudan, into East Africa, and there was a civil war going on. And I don't know how I ended up in the civil war, but I come across the body of a small child that stepped on a landmine. And I'll never forget, you know, I didn't see the child step on it. I come across this body. It was already dead, you know, for several hours. And I remember from the waist down was gone. I couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl. But I walked around that body and I said, God, I'll do whatever it takes to help these people. Sometimes we always make a promise to God, but we don't keep it. But 22 years later, I still live in East Africa. East Africa is my home now. We started one orphanage many years ago. You'll see it in the movie Machine Gun Preacher. Now there's 7 orphanages. We've built 7 schools from the footer up. You know, people say I'm a crazy guy with a gun. If you look into what I'm all about education. No one told me to build 7 schools. I'm building the 8th school right now. We've drilled over 40 wells over the years. We feed over 12,000 meals a day right now. The work keeps growing and growing. We work in East Africa, Uganda, Ethiopia, South Sudan. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, is there's been missionaries for many years going into third world countries, teaching people how to pray in the name of Jesus, but then they leave. And these people stand there praying with their hand out. We create beggars. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is to educate someone and teach them a skill and a trade. With those 3 things in Christ, you can give someone a future. When you give someone a future, then you start changing nations.
What's the situation like now in South Sudan, Sam?
South Sudan is very, very unstable. You know, there's another civil war going on. There's rebels killing people every day. The UN says, and this is not me, the UN says that if a miracle does not happen, they're on the verge of 7 million people starving. My thing is children. I don't want to get involved in politics, in the war that's there now. The first war that made me kind of famous a little bit was the Kony War.
Which the issue of child soldiers.
Yeah,
was.
That was. Well, there's still a lot of, you know, Africa, unfortunately, where there's war, there's child soldiers. Because most of the war is being like coups being done to take over government. They really don't have a good cause, so they steal children to fight this war, and they make the children fight.
Every day, I'm sure, Sam, you're seeing things to be hopeful about, but you're also seeing a lot, and just the one story that you described there of that poor child who lost their life, and you've seen a lot of sadness, a lot of death during this war. How do you keep your faith when you see those things?
You know, you got to remember, I know the Bible very well. That's why a lot of people don't like talking to me about Christian stuff. And, you know, the promises that God has for us, the big promises, are not here on this earth. They're after this life. You know, so you got to remember, there's always going to be war. There's always going to be suffering. Jesus said the poor will always be with us. So the hungry will always be with us. But, you know, that doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything about it. You know, James chapter 4, verse 17 says, if you know you should do something and not do it, you have sinned. You know, so my thing is, I don't like to look back at what I've done. So many people, they do something good. They want to keep getting praised every day for what they have done. I don't want to look back at what I've done. I want to focus on what I need to do. You know, I feed 12,000 meals a day. People think it's unbelievable. That is so great. You don't see the people I don't feed. See, I see the faces of the ones that I got to keep helping. So that's what keeps me going, you know.
So you spend a lot of your time, Sam, talking to people, telling them your story. You must have had so many people who have come up to you after hearing you speak over the years.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of conferences, speaking in high schools, universities on the effects of drugs. I know how easy it is to get into drugs. But I believe that even a high school student or a university student or a young person or a middle-aged person, we all want to be successful. I am very successful in businesses. I run over 10 businesses. I have a motorcycle shop. I own restaurants, hotels, guest house. But all of that, I only started running and only started having after I gave my life to Christ. So I talk about my success with Christ. There's a lot of successful people out there without Jesus Christ, and they're doing very well. And people will stand up and say to me, well, I'm doing very well, and I don't believe. I always say, imagine what you could do if you did believe. You know, because I believe we all want a little bit more. I want a little bit more because I want to feed more children, you know.
So there's going to be a machine gun preacher too?
Yeah, there'll be a part two. There's some problems with part one yet. I haven't been paid. So part one, Machine Gun Preacher. It's amazing. You know, the movie right now is on Netflix right now as we speak here in Ireland. It's still on there. It's an old movie. It came out January 2012, and it's still being played. I was just in Poland for 2 weeks. It was on the TV every other day, you know, so the movie is still pretty big. Part two would already be in production already if I would just hand it over. I'm not handing it over. Listen, I feed children. I have 7 orphanages. I want my money in the bank before they start shooting part two.
It must be strange watching yourself being played, though, on the big screen.
You know, I think the biggest thing when I watch the movie to this day, I sit and cry. Because, see, I remember everything that's not in the movie. And you got to remember, the movie is Hollywood's version. It's not the true Sam Childers version. So I always tell people, you can buy the book, Another Man's War. You can buy my second book, Living on the Edge. Any bookstores around the world has them. Amazon's has them. You can order them. I'm speaking in several events in Ireland. We have the book with us. So if you want to know the truth, you can buy the book and read it.
Sam, what's your advice to someone who's listening and they're hearing about the current situation in South Sudan and they're listening to a story like yours and going, man, that guy's just amazing. I can never be like that. I can never do anything like that. And we feel kind of helpless sometimes when we hear about the situation.
What you got to remember, God don't want us all to be machine gun preachers. God has a plan for you. You know, I remember when I first started preaching, and I'm not a Bible thumper, so I'm not here to give some Christian message. But I remember when I first started preaching, T.D. Jakes, I loved T.D. Jakes. I even went out and bought suits like T.D. Jakes, and I would try to walk and preach like T.D. Jakes. And one day God told me, I just want you to be you. And for everyone that's out there listening, God just wants you to be you, but transformed with a new heart from Christ.
Well, it's been great to talk to you. If you've just joined me, I have been talking to Sam Childers, the real machine gun preacher. And Sam, you're going to be speaking at a number of venues in Ireland.
Yeah, go to Machine Gun Preacher Facebook and you can see all of the meetings. And it's easy to remember. Machine Gun Preacher Facebook. Just go on there. Stop and check out one of the meetings. I carry a message of hope. And there again, I'm not some religious person. I don't want to be a religious person. You know, I give my life credit to Jesus Christ.
Who would be interested in going to the talk? Is this for someone who's really, really into their faith? Is it good to bring a friend along who maybe doesn't go to church? Or what's your audience?
You know, it's always a mixed. Usually the average meeting, if it's advertised right, 1/3 of the people that's there are what I call non-churched. They might believe, but they don't go to church. But I mean, I get in meetings that there's Christian people that's been in the church for 20 years, but they're inspired and a new fire begins within them. So I believe the message that I carry is for all non-believers, atheists, people that are in the church, preachers. I mean, I carry a message that's going to inspire and wake people up and put a new fire within them. And I think by hearing a message, you got to remember, the message, the guy you're hearing, 30 years ago could not read or write. The guy that you're hearing 35 years ago could not speak. I stuttered every other word. There's so much in my story, there's no explanation besides Jesus.
Well, it has certainly been an inspiring chat that we've had this morning. Sam Childers, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.